Задание 1. Вы услышите 6 высказываний. Установите соответствие между высказываниями каждого говорящего A, F и утверждениями, данными в списке 1, 7. Используйте каждое утверждение, обозначенное соответствующей цифрой, только один раз. В задании есть одно лишнее утверждение. Вы услышите запись дважды. Занесите свои ответы в таблицу. У вас есть 20 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданием. Now we are ready to start. Speaker A.
TV is viewed by millions of people daily. The information that people get from TV allows them to stay informed about the world and to draw conclusions about what is happening in the world. Television news is not colored by political parties like newspapers are, and if you don't like what you're watching, you can change that to another channel. That way, whatever people like the most, they are free to choose, and they don't even have to pay for it.
Speaker B.
In a world divided by classes, upper class, middle class, lower class, working class, underclass, the TV is wonderfully classless. It has to appeal to millions of people, so it cannot be just for upper class or just for working class people. Moreover, TV is free. The advertisers pay for it, so no matter how rich or poor you are, you still have the same access to the same information and entertainment. The queen and the street cleaner can watch and laugh at the same program.
Speaker C.
TV asks nothing of you, but is always there for you. If you don't like what it's saying, you don't have to get in an argument. You just need to change the channel. It will give you advice if you choose to let it. It will keep you entertained if you are bored. It can get you up to date in world news in just 15 minutes, while it can help you relax for 2 hours during a favorite old film. And when it's time to sleep and you just can't unwind, it goes all black and white and makes a relaxing hissing sound, so you can just doze off.
Speaker D. Your brain hurts, your eyes are tired, and you are struggling with all the new thoughts which keep jumping into your head. Well, if that's the case, I'm sorry to tell you that you are a TV kid born and raised on a diet of intellectual junk food. Fed to you from your earliest years through the TV. Sorry, but there is a way out of it. If you can read, there might just be hope for you. It will be hard. You will have to think, you know. Actually, use your brain, and you will have to fight against all you've been brought up to accept as true. But there is hope. Just read. Speaker E.
Have you also noticed how less and less people have hobbies like they used to? When was the last time when you went home in the evening and set about doing something constructive? Making something, building something, learning something? Okay, maybe once or twice in the last year, but admit it, most of the time you'll get home, grab some food which takes 5 seconds to prepare, and hit the remote control to turn the telly on before you've even said hello to the other members of your household.
Speaker F.
How many times have you sat down at 7 p.m. to watch something, and before you know it, it's 1 a.m. and you are tired and it's time for bed again? What happened to the evening? What about all those things you wanted to do? Cook something nice, call a friend, iron some clothes for your work tomorrow, feed the fish, etc. TV hypnotizes you and stops your life from happening as if you are no longer alive.
You have 15 seconds. To complete the task. Now you will hear the texts again. Speaker A.
TV is viewed by millions of people daily. The information that people get from TV allows them to stay informed about the world and to draw conclusions about what is happening in the world. Television news is not colored by political parties, like newspapers are, and if you don't like what you're watching, you can change that to another channel. That way, whatever people like the most, they are free to choose, and they don't even have to pay for it.
Speaker B.
In a world divided by classes, upper class, middle class, lower class, working class, underclass, the TV is wonderfully classless. It has to appeal to millions of people, so it cannot be just for upper class or just for working class people. Moreover, TV is free. The advertisers pay for it, so no matter how rich or poor you are, you still have the same access to the same information and entertainment. The queen and the street cleaner can watch and laugh at the same program.
Speaker C.
TV asks nothing of you, but is always there for you. If you don't like what it's saying, you don't have to get in an argument. You just need to change the channel. It will give you advice if you choose to let it. It will keep you entertained if you are bored. It can get you up to date in world news in just 15 minutes, while it can help you relax for 2 hours during a favorite old film. And when it's time to sleep and you just can't unwind, it goes all black and white and makes a relaxing hissing sound, so you can just doze off.
Speaker D. Your brain hurts, your eyes are tired, and you're struggling with all the new thoughts which keep jumping into your head. Well, if that's the case, I'm sorry to tell you that you're a TV kid born and raised on a diet of intellectual junk food. Fed to you from your earliest years through the TV. Sorry, but there is a way out of it. If you can read, there might just be hope for you. It will be hard. You will have to think, you know. Actually, use your brain, and you will have to fight against all you've been brought up to accept as true. But there is hope. Just read. Speaker E.
Have you also noticed how less and less people have hobbies like they used to? When was the last time when you went home in the evening and set about doing something constructive, making something, building something, learning something? Okay, maybe once or twice in the last year, but admit it, most of the time you'll get home, grab some food which takes 5 seconds to prepare, and hit the remote control to turn the telly on before you've even said hello to the other members of your household.
Speaker F.
How many times have you sat down at 7 p.m. to watch something, and before you know it, it's 1 a.m. and you are tired and it's time for bed again? What happened to the evening? What about all those things you wanted to do? Cook something nice, call a friend, iron some clothes for your work tomorrow, feed the fish, etc. TV hypnotizes you and stops your life from happening as if you are no longer alive.
This is the end of the task. You now have 15 seconds to check your answers.